Yo, 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 what's up? It's your boy Icy Blue back with another episode of Blues Talks. Today marks episode 3, and I am here with my very, very good friend, Grizzly. What up, man?
What's up, Blue? How you doing? Thanks for having me, man.
I'm doing pretty good, man. I got my brewski here, so we're definitely doing well.
You got your goodies, I got mine.
Yeah, you know, that's how the world should work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us. Like I said, this is episode 3 here on Blues Talks. If you didn't know, we just pretty much talk hip-hop and kind of different things about it and, you know, what we love about it and where we think it's going. So yeah, definitely glad to get this one on the road. So, Mr. Grizzly.
What's up, man?
The first thing I kind of wanted to talk about, and I kind of do this with every episode, but I'd like to know, like, what got you started in doing hip-hop music. Not even really doing hip-hop, but just got you started listening to it in general.
Yeah, man. So, way back when I was little, used to listen to a lot of Motown.
Okay.
And I loved it. And then my older brother, he didn't really listen to Motown.
Okay.
No, actually my older brother, D.
D.
My older brother,
yeah,
D.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wasn't really, I mean, he listened to some of it, but not all. He listened to rap. And
what kind of rap we're talking?
He listened to Brother Lynch.
Okay.
Yeah. He listened to Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Like Lethal Injection types, you know, like old
great
school hip hop,
yeah. Oh, yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
West Coast though.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And so I remember my brother showing me this dude, the old name MC Hammer. And I was like, whoa, this guy right here has style. You know, he's like an entertainer. He reminded me of that, kind of like that Motown.
Oh my God.
But okay. He was like doing the rap thing, and I was like, yo, yeah. okay. But then I did my own researches and stumbled upon the Ludacris.
Oh yeah. Oh, Luda.
And
Luda.
Man. That's not what made me start rapping. That's what made me like love rap.
Yeah.
Like, love hip-hop.
Just appreciate it.
Is how Ludacris just kind of, like, had so much showmanship.
Yeah.
But the talent to back it up.
Oh, man.
And it was just incredible, right? Am I right?
No, he was, like, for me, like, back in the day, like, he was, like, the king of punchlines.
Like, king.
Like, he could say things just make you like, what? Wait, hold on. What did he just say?
Like Blueberry Yum Yum.
Yeah.
Like,
even before that, like, even like back for the first
back,
time.
Back.
Like, and it's funny that you mentioned that because I remember. So I remember when I broke my ankle, and I remember I had gotten tickets to see Outkast and Ludacris.
Ooh, wait, that's
and
a
that
good
was,
show.
That's when he first came out. It was back for the first time. He dropped, like, I think a few months prior. And dude, he put on a fucking hell of a show, dog. It was nuts.
Absolutely.
It was crazy.
I remember seeing him live at the East Center.
That's where my show was. Yeah.
We probably went to the same concert.
Was it the same one? It was Outkast there?
I'm pretty sure. I was there for Luda though.
I was in a wheelchair up top, so
and it was called something like Monster Ball or Monster something like that. Mm-hmm. It was around Halloween. It was for my birthday. That's
it may have been the same.
It was a long time ago, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Long time ago. But yeah, that him, Ice Cube, Brother Ali, those, even Rakim, I mean, I'm not that old, but Rakim still, to me, to this day, could compete. I mean, if you want to talk about multis,
yeah,
like Rakim had those multis for days,
yeah,
and days and days and days.
Yeah.
Biggie, I'm a huge Biggie fan.
Yeah.
He's just butter, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think, like, I don't know, Biggie for me, like, I didn't, so, I didn't, I'll be honest, I didn't listen to a lot of Biggie.
Right.
But the one thing I did, like, I respected about Biggie is that, like, you know, his grind, his hustle towards things, and his flashiness of it all. You know what I mean? He was like, you know, I'm worth a shit ton of money.
Period.
Point blank. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
No question.
And, like, he always had that, yeah, he always just had that stylized mentality. And I think he got, I think, honestly, he got a lot of it from P. Diddy. Like,
well,
he,
yeah,
then he
ran his whole thing, mm-hmm. And you're right though. He just kind of like, you know, he was young.
Oh yeah.
So he's just kind of like, I guess, in his head, acting as like a boss would or a boss should, right, to get these things done. And at that young of an age, forget that, for getting that credit, that's amazing.
Yeah.
For people to take him serious at that young of an age. I mean, you got 19-year-olds now doing music that make Biggie, at the same age, make Biggie look like a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely a different game now.
Yeah. Like I'm not knocking the game now. Mm-hmm, it's just way more, it seems different. It's a lot more fun now.
I don't know. I mean, okay. I can see where you're coming from on that. I would say it's a lot more involved. Like, I think back in the day, not everybody could be a rapper. Like, it was kind of a special thing. Like, I feel people could, but they wouldn't, like, get to that level, right? But now it seems like if you have a shit ton of money, and, you know, you can make it.
Or followers.
Yeah, you can be a rapper. It doesn't matter what you do.
Well, and that's what I mean by it's more fun, is now everybody just raps for fun because they have money, and rap became this friendly thing thanks to Drake. You know, I love Drake. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Drake fan, but he plays it safe, which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. But that plus the internet made it like able for anybody who's feeling some sort of way can just kind of put out this rap song.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
No, that's real.
And I'm not knocking that. Once again, I'm not knocking that. I think it's cool that the internet came along and, you know, shed some light on talent as well. Because there is also crazy talented MCs,
yeah,
that none of us would know about if it wasn't for, like, the new wave and new age of things. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
What got me into hip-hop as well, is just the lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
That itself was fun. That itself, I found people I relate to.
Mm-hmm.
You dig this, I dig that. You know what I'm saying? You use this slang, I use this slang. I love that. It's like, you know, you find your people and that's like a family. You know, it's really good. Yeah. It's really good. Hip hop is crazy.
Yeah.
It, you know, not in a corny way, but in a real ass way, it like changed my whole life.
Oh yeah.
Changed my whole life. I used to be an athlete. I used to play football, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden,
here comes hip hop, dropped it right in your
lap. I hear this beat, you know, yeah. I was all, and it's like not all she wrote.
Yeah.
Because we still write, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely just the lifestyle. The rhyme game, just rhyme schemes were crazy to me.
Yeah.
Still are crazy to me. And individual character, that's what was huge to me as well. Like, whoa, this dude right here is this sort of way, like a Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
And the Ludacris, you know? They're out here wilding. Missy Elliott, they're wilding.
Missy's dope.
Yeah. Right? Super so dope. And, like, they were dripping before we started saying dripping. You know? Like, for real, their style is crazy.
Yeah.
And then you have cats like Snoop Dogg that are just way laid back.
Yeah.
Way laid back. But you're like, oh, man, but y'all both still get love.
Yeah.
And it's still considered all of it's hip-hop.
Yeah.
To, like, atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? I listen to Atmosphere. I was like, what? Slug is a beast. Ant is Ant's a genius with the beats.
Yeah.
But anyway, just how everybody was like, this who I am. This the character I'm going to be.
Yeah.
This, you know, this is the stories I'm going to tell.
Yeah.
And that was, a lot of it was storytelling. And so I was like, oh, what are they going to say? What are they going to say? You know? And
yeah.
I guess just the appeal of it, the vibe of it, everything like that was just like a Cinderella fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really it. And I was like, wow. And then to be real, I did not know back then that I was just going to get swallowed whole by hip hop. That's life. Oh, you know what that's like? Life, man. I did not know that listening to Ice Cube, listening to Biggie, listening to Ludacris, I didn't know that this was going to lead me down this pathway that we can touch on later, but like,
yeah.
So, hip hop in general, the style of clothes, just everything like that, I felt just this magnetic pull.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I gotta go that way.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's kind of what got me into hip hop.
It's
just the appeal, right?
The whole cadence of it. Like, yeah, I remember, like,
I thought they were speaking their own language, you know?
Like, it's weird because, like, I remember, like, back in the day, you know, I would listen to, you know, it would always be, like, Ice Cube and shit like that. But
yeah, yeah.
But then, like, and then you think, like, I mean, you hear a lot of cats, you hear a lot of rhyme schemes, you're just like, okay, like, this is dope. I think everyone's different, but they're kind of doing it the same, but in a different way. Where you can still be, like, engaged, right?
Right.
But then I heard, like, Bone.
Bone Thugs, yeah, that sing rap.
And that, I was like, well, they just fucking came and fucking did something completely different.
Completely.
Completely different. And then, you know, for me, like I said, I just didn't think that, like, it was weird seeing that hip-hop, like, evolve into different forms.
No, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? And, like, different time frames of what was popping and what was exactly. New, like, crunk music.
Yeah. And, like, when you see the, you know, when you go from old school, like Will Smith.
Right.
To, like, Ice Cube. To, like, Bone Thugs. And then to, like, Eminem and Tech N9ne and you have all these different people.
Absolutely.
And even, like, To Mortal Technique.
Right.
And, like, Jedi Mind Tricks, like, they're all so different.
People Under the Stairs,
it's
all that, yeah.
It's so different.
Like, the conscious versus the gangster.
But the cadence is always back there. Pat. It's always still there, though.
Yeah.
They always kept that cadence, which is what I really liked about it.
And a lot of people think it's just, you know, the easiest thing in the world to get like that and create these cadences.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, you know, there's a reason why people, I guess, rap is like a trendy thing.
Yeah.
It, like, how people, you know, what's hot, what's popping, how people dress, you know, from the words they use.
Even to, like, just the way they think.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Like, what, exactly.
Yeah.
People discredit hip-hop and rap when it's like, it's infused in all their cultures.
Yeah.
You know, period. In some way, one form or another, one way or another, you know. They just, I don't know why sometimes rap gets such a bad rap, you know.
Well, I just think it's like, you know what I mean? It's really like, I mean, when you think about hip hop, like, back in, like,
yeah, you
the
think
late 70s, like, early 80s, right? Like, it was always like this, you know, it started off as like this happy-go-lucky thing. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
infused
with
disco.
We're having,
you know,
block parties, yeah, and we're having a good time. Everyone's jiving, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, but then you have cats like, you know what I mean, N.W.A. come out.
True life.
And they're just fucking talking about their life and what their life is really like.
Right.
And guess what? It ain't fucking pretty. Like, it's not.
It's gangster.
Yeah, it's not this pretty thing that they get to see every day. And I think that because of the reality of where they sat, like, some people would think that, oh, hip-hop, like, oh, rap, criminals are into rap. And it's all just a criminal thing. And only rappers do criminal stuff.
Right.
And, I mean, it was the same for, like, I mean, not just to say it was just hip-hop.
But, yeah, because punk
like,
rock.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you had punk rock.
Rock and
like
roll.
That. Yeah, dude, like, they were the bad ones, too. But I think,
hear you.
But I think hip-hop...
And it does go with the style, like, you know, the sagging the pants. That was, that you know, all this, that, the other. Kind of just not, just kind of being more rebellious.
Yeah.
You know, more anti-government.
Mm-hmm.
I can, okay, and I can see, I guess I can see why people look at it the way they look at it. But they shouldn't look at it like it's necessarily the easiest thing to do.
Yeah. It's funny that, like, I've always seen, like, different sides of, like, hip-hop through my life. But I specifically remember when I met you. When I met you.
Okay.
I had never really been exposed to like beatboxing at all.
Oh, word, yeah.
And so it was a super rare and untouched world that I was like in, not really familiar with.
I hear you.
And then here you come.
Yeah.
And you just beatbox like it's fucking nothing, like it's easy.
Right.
And it definitely blew me away. And the music that you listened to was different, you know what I mean? Like, you were not like, I've met a lot of people who were into hip-hop and what they're like. But you were specifically different. Like, you always had like this very nature-y kind of organic vibe to you. And especially with like the music you listened to, because I didn't know who Brother Ali was.
Right.
I was like, who the hell was that? And then I heard his music, and it was different than anything I've ever heard.
Right.
It was such an organic, earthy hip hop. Yeah. Like, the only thing I can describe it to is like Common.
Right. And see, I listen. Yeah, exactly. And Common. You know what I mean? That's also right up my alley.
Yeah.
And it's true. I listen to, because if you know me, the life I live or lived back then, that was definitely more of a street life. You know what I'm saying? And I was whatever. And I was just looking for music that was not so what exactly I was doing.
Yeah.
Right? And so I found these artists that were like quote unquote conscious rappers.
Yeah.
And I was like, the Mos Def, the Talib Kweli's, like the Commons, you mm-hmm. know, like the Immortal Techniques, you know, but Atmosphere and Merce, you know. Yeah. And Merce, I got mad love for Merce because, and like Evidence. Those are the type of rappers where it's like, man, that to me is just hip hop right there.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Man, that's hip hop right there. And like, yeah. Killer Mike.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Run the Jewels and them boys. Man, that type of music is like just, it's I'm nuts. Just going to rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that is like, I'm good. Like, if it's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, they just get it like that. It's way different than like the Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which I love.
Yeah.
I love. But like, it's just way, Killer Mike is something else.
Yeah, if you listen to like Killer Mike, you listen to Jay-Z. Those are way fucking different spectrums of the map right there.
Yeah, you're going to get different experiences, man, entirely.
But I mean, it's generally, like I said, but the thing is that, you know, no matter how different it is, I think they both carry over their cadences really well.
That's exactly it.
And you can still know that it's under the hip-hop tree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're all still there, but we're just on different branches, dog.
It's just like you were saying with the beatbox. Like, I actually beatboxed for people rapping before I ever rapped. Like, I had homies who rap.
If you don't know who fucking Rozelle is,
yeah,
he does this thing called If Your Mother Only Knew. Fucking Google it, YouTube it, whatever.
YouTube that.
And when you do, just know that this man I'm sitting with did that in front of me.
Yeah.
And I was blown away. I was like, Wait, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You just did what?
Yeah.
You know, it was weird because it's the same people who break dance.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I can't break dance, but if someone break dances for me, oh shit! Oh,
you what? You know, it's just another element of hip hop.
Exactly.
And it's like their expression, and like I remember people would be like, "Yo, you know, drop a beat," and this would be like waiting for the bus or just walking to school. You know? And I was like, you know. It was actually some Polynesian brothers that were beatboxing. And when I was in junior high school, I went into seventh grade and I saw these dudes that were in ninth grade beatboxing. And I was just like you said when you saw me, man, I was like, what is that?
Yeah,
how are they making a beat?
What's like, happening?
Yeah, and people were sitting there rapping to the noises that are coming out of their mouths, you know what I'm saying? And so, I listened to a lot of rappers before I was actually like, oh, let me try to do the rap side of it too.
Right.
Because I also produced beats too.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's because I beatboxed. You know? Like, for real.
Did you ever like get into freaking pen boxing? With like the pans, you have the
like the tapping and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
Like, man, my
I did that in school. That was what I was good with. I could do like a simple beat, and I was so proud of that. I was like, hey, I'm getting it. It was never good. There are other people that are involved in like two other pans and like.
Yeah. At that point, start playing the drums. Hey, if you pick up two pans, just pick up drumsticks. You know what I mean? That just makes all the sense in the world.
Oh,
take it to the next level.
Upgrade yourself.
Do yourself a favor. Yeah, level up. You know, that's all.
But no, it's crazy on how that, on just, it's weird when you look at it like from like you listen to hip hop, you love the culture, you breathe the culture, you start doing one thing leads into another thing, and
yeah,
that thing leads to another thing.
I remember, talking about going from one thing to another thing.
Yeah.
It's like...
Like from beatboxing to producing.
From beatboxing to producing to like rapping to like... I hope it's okay if we jump subject.
Yeah.
But it's... I'm just trying to kind of bridge this to that.
Yeah.
Is like to performing live. Right? Mm-hmm. To like, all right, I feel like I'm... I feel like I got this down. I need some other opinions, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, performing live. And that goes to, like, shows where it's, like, you know, where you set up a show, throw your own, or you see if people in your community, you know, are throwing shows.
Yeah.
And if they, you know, jive with your vibe, right?
Yeah.
They'll book you, you know, and like, and that's the hopes, right?
Yeah,
that's the hopes. I mean, that's the entrepreneurship in it, you know.
Yeah.
And so, like, I remember the first show I ever did. We threw that show. We threw that show.
Yeah,
and it was at a place called The Underground.
Oh my god, I remember.
And
wait, was it New Song Underground?
It was.
Or is it just The Underground?
The Underground.
Okay.
And it was just this, like, I think it was an old church.
Yeah, it was the church.
And we just went in the basement of some
oh my God.
Some, like, old Lutheran churches.
No, memories are flooding right now. I remember.
And we did that. And we had people turn out, and that was crazy. We ended up partying in the parking lot. I was so excited, and I was like, yo, you know, we got to do this. Like, you know, that's just what it was, brother.
Best.
Like,
yeah.
We gotta do this right here. And so, back in the day, it was, you know, I was in this crew, me, two other dudes.
Yeah.
You were in a crew, two other dudes.
I was.
And we were doing shows. You know, so you do these shows and you figure out like where your strengths are. You figure out what you can do live.
Yeah.
Because when you write it, and like record it or whatever, like, and recording is a whole nother dynamic. Yeah, like, that's a whole nother thing I could be talking about, but like, but the performing it part, what people would relate to, what the vibe is live.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like, I don't know, it feels like you just gotta nail that vibe.
Yeah. And you definitely learn that there are things that you can do when you do live and
yes.
when you don't.
Right.
Because I have plenty of songs that I could fucking probably never do live.
Because
it's it's just too intense for me physically. And it's nuts, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, there's just, like, to be real, I was on tour, right? And it was the first half before you joined us.
Okay.
Okay? So, we were in Idaho.
This was this last year, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, we was in Idaho, and this is in 2019, you know? So, we're in Idaho. And it was popping. We were at the skate park, and it's like a real, it's for the X Games. It's a known skate park, and we're there, and it's going good. Like, it is. It's going real good. I'm not lying. I was like, this is great. You know what I'm saying? This is a good time.
Oh yeah.
We had a police officer working for us. Like, that was the best feeling in my life. That was the best feeling in my life. In my life. Anyway, if you've been what I've been through, that's the best feeling in my life. And,
God. That's so ridiculous. Bro.
And,
my God.
So, we're there, and the performances are going well. People who are opening for us, they were going well. So I get up there, and, you know, it's my turn, and I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be wonderful, you know?
Yeah.
So I performed my first two tracks, and I was like, oh, man, this is great. And then I did this one song, man. I'm not going to say what it is, because I don't need y'all to go check it out and, like, just hate on it, because it got hated. You know what I'm saying? It's a good song. It just was not meant for performing. So I did this song. And just,
oh, man.
There was, so I had good crowd participation until then. Just, it was like I was there by myself. It was the, just because that is not, some songs are not meant to do live. And
definitely.
And show to show, you know, shows are just, there's so many aspects of a show, you know.
Talk a little more about that, because I really got into that aspect of it.
Right.
Until, like, it was something that was, like super, super well established.
Right.
Like, it was something along the lines of, okay, I performed at this venue so many goddamn times that, you know, I feel confident enough
to talk to
the guy,
so-and-so.
You know, and be like, hey, man, like, what's up? Like, how can we do this?
Right.
That's how I, that's as far as it went. I got like 9, and I was like, okay, well, that's over.
I've thrown a lot of shows. I've had,
how many do you think?
How many shows have I thrown?
Yeah, you can put a number on it. I'm curious.
Like, man, they went from shows to just, like, calling them parties to calling them events. But anyways, I don't know, man. That's a lot.
Is it in triple digits?
Yeah, probably. I've probably thrown
200?
Probably upwards.
300?
No, probably upwards of 200. Like,
okay.
So, 175.
Yeah.
Something like anyways, that.
Yeah, talk to me.
But, like, so we were like, all of us were, there was a crew of us, and we were all polished enough to perform.
Yeah.
Right? And so the next move was, let's perform.
Yeah.
And after we did that show at the Underground, we took time to, like, write and come out with material to perform.
Yeah.
And, so, it was like, all right, You know, where are we going to perform? And a lot of us were not 21.
That's always the problem.
And so it was like, where are we going to perform? Where are we going to perform? And so we ended up performing at like cafes. Right?
That's a good start.
We performed at like some cafes.
I do remember this now.
Yeah. And then after that, we turned 21, you know, and it was like, all right.
We can go to bars now.
Let's go to bars. And when we went from a couple places, but then there was this bar in RIP Five Monkeys.
Oh man, my heart right now.
And
shout outs to Ryan. That place is fucking dope.
They were the first place to like actually pay us to throw like to work with them.
Yeah.
To provide entertainment, right? Yeah. And I remember it was like, all right, you know, I would, for some reason, I took it upon myself to like book the shows, book everybody, make the flyer. you know what I'm saying?
All the heavy lifting.
All my homies, all the squad had to do was pull up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I asked them to hand out a couple flyers, and sometimes they look at me half crazy. But like, you see, Blue laughing because he was one of them, you know? But like, you know, we put in our work, and back then I just had that mindset of like, hey, this is what we got to do to make it work. And so we did. And we kept that place popping for a real long time.
It was great.
Like a really long time. And so that's what taught me, like, because then I got booked on shows as well. Yeah. So that was like booking our own shows, setting up our own events, and kind of establishing, like, we kind of established our own fan base because as far as the community went, we were the ones who hung out with each other. There was a lot of us, you know, and it kind of, we brought our squad and reached out to other people, and they would be there. And it was just this real cool thing. but then you get booked on other shows.
Yeah.
And you have a lot less control. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, it's fine. Part of some business. People, it's just how people run their things, if you like it or not. If they like you or not, you know. But, like, to me, big ups to everybody, like, who puts on events.
Yeah.
Big ups to everybody who's ever booked me and who's going to book me. That's love.
Peace.
That, and me and Blue, you know, big, that's, like, love. Like, getting booked and then getting compensation, like, for that.
Yeah.
Not only is it, like, the best feeling, humbling feeling in the world, but it's also, like, you know, you deserve that.
Yeah.
If you put in a certain amount of work and you put out a certain quality of product, in turn, you know, financial compensation, when that's received, that's like, ultimate entrepreneurship goal.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Make money doing what you love.
What you love. And so anybody booking and anybody doing that, that's love. That's why I continue to, like, put together shows for the community. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just because I love hip-hop.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the culture. And I don't ever want it to die.
Oh, of course not.
So I'm like, hey, what we got to do, you know? But shows, and then, like, getting booked out of state, having people, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, tell me about that. Tell me about the out-of-state shit. Chris had his head on the table just now.
So, like, yeah, for the visual. For the aesthetic. So, like, getting booked out-of-state is real cool, but not always the most smoothest of things.
Yeah. I imagine it's a wild experience.
It's, you know, to be honest, like, I've only booked a very, like, maybe a handful, like, of my own out-of-state shows.
Yeah.
I've had help, like, booking agent help with that.
Yeah.
And, like, all I gotta say is, like, that's love that he took that upon himself to make sure that, you know, I mean, no, that's love, no, man. No, that's crazy. But, like, at the same time, at the same time, it's taught me to play a part if I'm gonna go, if I'm gonna leave out of state, if I'm gonna leave my house.
Yeah.
Right? I plan accordingly. I just like to play more of a role now in where I'm going. Yeah. Who am I talking to? What's the arrangement?
Yeah.
You know? Because sometimes it's not what you think it's gonna be.
Yeah.
You know, you roll up and you're like, so that's what we're performing. All right.
I mean, yeah.
You know, and other times, if a cancellation happens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they whatever happened, and they didn't know you were coming that night. That's a whole nother thing. You know, like, there's so much that goes into, like, this out of state, but it's always, like, give it your all. Show love. Say thank you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you know, in the future, you got another place to perform, and now if they know you're coming, there's a lot, you know, with the right intent,
yeah,
it's a way better outcome.
Okay.
There was,
it would be with anywhere, even in the valley.
You know, yeah, I mean? That's exactly it. Like, and that's where, like ads and marketing come in. But, like, anyway, shows are crazy. I suggest, like, if you're like doing this or whatever, throw a show.
Yeah.
Just to
invite
see
your homies to it.
Yeah, and book people, and just to see what it takes to put on a show.
It's a lot of fucking work, dog.
And it'll humble you. It'll definitely humble you. And when you are booked for a show, you'll be just grateful because you'll know what it took to make that happen, from getting the venue space or the bar or club space to the flyers making it look nice, to arranging the time slots and promotion, getting a DJ if there is a sound. I mean,
they just do you provide your own sound? Like, what's going on?
It goes on and on and on. Yeah, yeah. And so, I don't know. I just, you know, kind of found my little lane and kind of do my thing, you know. Yeah. But because the shows, I love shows. I love them. But that's also another thing is good shows. You know, when you book people, make sure that those people are prepared to perform as well. Make sure, you know, all right, because it's your show, you know. You want it to go well. And it's there's a lot that goes into it, that's all.
Yeah. It's definitely a different experience. But I think in doing so, I think we get to meet, like, a lot of good people.
Absolutely.
A lot of humbling people.
Like, doing, that's the best.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, there could be times to where you probably wouldn't have, like, met this one person if you,
like,
didn't,
Sledge.
If you didn't do,
remember Sledge?
Homie Sledge.
Out in Oregon.
Yeah.
Sledge is killing me. He just
kills.
Opened up for Afro and Twistello, bro.
Dude, Sledge kills, man.
Kills.
He's dope. He surprised me. And the fact, hey, I'm going to tell you this quick story. Quick story.
Give it.
Okay, so we were in fucking Menford.
Oregon.
You were in Menford, and this was last year. And long story short, the venue did not know what was going on at all. And they thought that someone canceled, I believe. Or the one person couldn't make it out. And
Johnny, I'm not going to say the fault, but yeah.
Yeah. And so we had to, like, start reaching out to people in the local area. Be like, hey, who wants to come do the show? Who wants to come do the show? And you know what? Sledge was one of those who responded.
Shouts. Big shouts.
Like, it was dope. Like, he didn't have to, like, come out to, like, this little show and do his thing, but he did. Him and his girl Mary. Like, they came out, and it was super humbling. And I
just got married.
We'll never forget that guy.
Ever.
Like,
I know.
And you're invited here anytime.
Sledge, holla at us. Come perform in Salt Lake, bro.
But there's been lots of people like that. Like all the people we met out in Cali were super dope.
Yeah.
And so you get to meet a lot of good people.
The Cali Connect's good. Idaho's cool to perform in. Everywhere, bro. I love Oregon.
Oregon's dope, yeah.
That was dope.
I think the funnest time I had was when we did a show in Colorado. Cortez. Yeah, Cortez, Colorado.
I remember that, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a crazy time. Huh? Yeah, we had this little bar, but people were there. It was...
Bro, the after party.
It was super packed. The after party was nuts, dog.
I remember.
I don't want to go into detail because it was sacred, but it was a crazy time.
I remember that, bro. I remember that. Shout out to Cortez.
If it wasn't for hip hop, we never would experience that.
Yeah, bro. And the best thing is like meeting people and then like eating food, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shows. It's the craziest thing.
It's a crazy thing. I want to shift gears a little bit before we get out of here. A lot of people know kind of where I stand with hip hop and today. I don't mind it. I think it's fine. I think that, you know, people are going to come up with...
Like the music that's going on and stuff?
People are always going to have music that either you like or you don't like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your job as an individual to
what you like
and what you don't. You know what I mean? Exactly. So, I mean, I think a lot of people know where I stand. But I'm curious to kind of figure out, like, hear your thoughts about, like, hip-hop today and the evolution of it over the years.
Shouts to Rob Papers.
Of course.
But I think today is awesome. Today's age, today's day and age, and hip hop, I think it's awesome. To be honest, like from the effects that people use to the fashion statements that people are making, I think it's cool. I think it's a forever thing. It'll be a forever thing in hip hop. Because like when Missy Elliott, Ludacris, Busta Rhymes, all of them came out, people were like, "What is that? Yeah. That's way crazy." You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Man, it's just part of hip hop.
We're always though,
and we push limits, we push boundaries. You know, we create things that weren't, and we use things for maybe not the original intent.
Yeah.
From effects to how we dress, but that's what makes it hip hop.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, from Trippie Redd to Rakim,
yeah,
Post Malone to Big, we all play our part.
Yeah.
You know, it's just everybody does their thing.
Yeah.
And do I like all of it? Hell no. No, for real.
You're right as an individual. Exactly.
But do I like some of it? Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And
what are some of your likes? I'm curious. What are some of your likes? What do you like?
Who do I days? Like? Like
Anderson, these days?
Anderson Paak.
Anderson Paak. Dope. Okay. Yeah.
The people always say Anderson Paak. It's Anderson Paak. I like Dizzy Wright. You know, I do like Post Malone. I do like Partisan Fontaine.
That's right.
You
showed me them, actually.
Who else do I like? But I also really like... who else do I listen to? You know? To be honest, lately I've been listening to some different, like, trippy music. Where it's not necessarily hip hop, so that's why a lot of names are escaping my mind right now. I'll be bumping Earth Gang, they're dope. Kendrick, dope.
I like freaking Travis Thompson.
Travis Thompson, dope. Yeah. Travis Thompson. And sick. Same with Alex Wiley. Alex Wiley's lit.
That's dope.
I mean. A lot of them like that, you know. You listen to like Smoke Perp. all that. Anyway, it's just all, it's just a lot of like crazy auto tune.
Okay.
Done, you know, this, that, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I think like if you use whatever you do, if you just, if you're out here trying to do it, I'm not going to knock your hustle. If I don't like the picture you painted, somebody else might.
Yeah, exactly.
Same with me, man. I'm going to paint a picture, and if you don't like it, that's cool.
That's fine.
But, like, there's no need for hate.
Yeah.
There's no need to knock shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's really, that's why I like it all. I love seeing how people express themselves.
Yeah.
That's what I love about hip-hop. Is it's really just kind of like, sometimes I feel like people get into hip-hop because that's the only way they felt they could express themselves. Mm-hmm. And I dig that. I don't care. I dig that. Yeah. It's like, what? That's what you came up with? Like, yeah. What? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
There's this group right now, and I can't remember their names, but it's man, if I could remember that. I'm serious. Man, I just had it, and then I just...
That's fine.
It just went, but anyways, just the sound.
Yeah.
The certain sounds. Yeah. I like Childish Gambino is a crazy individual, bro. He's so talented.
Fucking Donald fucking Trump. He's a triple threat.
And like that's how I feel like people are trying to get, like, you know? And I think that's okay. If you come in and you drop like some quality on the game, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then you move on, that's fine. If you come in here and like pollute the game, you should probably keep it moving as quickly as possible. You know what I'm saying? But like, other than that, what you consider, you know, a blessing and what I consider pollution could be
two different things.
Yeah, polar opposites, man. Yeah. So
where do you think it's gonna go? Where do you think hip hop's gonna go now? I personally think that I think it's just going to inject itself into everything like it already has.
Yeah.
Like, it's already injected itself into pop music. It's injecting it into country. Ain't nothing, like, heavy metal's next, dog. Like, it's just one of those things to where, like, it's appeared in so many genres and it's so popular now.
Kanye made a church out of it, bro.
And it's definitely hard to predict on kind of where it will go, but it's like Disney, dog. It's just taking over.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, oh, Big Crit's dope. I feel like,
I haven't heard Big Crit in a while.
He's real dope. You should listen to him.
Well, I mean, I know who he is.
Yeah, but just some of his new stuff is real
damn,
good.
Okay.
Sean P. Dope. You would really like him. But anyways, I think hip-hop is kind of just going to be how it always has been. Prominent, dominant, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's infused in things.
Everything.
Everything from the way people live, like you said, to what people believe
is
what, you know? I think it's just going to become more so digital, and like, you're going to continue hearing just wild effects. You know, I know that. But then again, you're also going to start, like it has been as of late, a lot more just raw hip-hop coming out too.
Yeah.
Like Dylan Cooper and stuff like that, to like actually just be rapping.
Yeah.
Because they're done with this, like, you know, tech world, right? With all these sounds and effects and people sounding like robots and all this and all that, right? Yeah. And so you have these people who are like the rawest come out and just rap.
Yeah.
Boom bap, whatever you want to call it, you know. Backpack, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think you'll always have that. It might grow more and more extreme, but that's what's the best thing about hip-hop, is it's going to bring out like, all right, you want to stand for this side, it's gonna be really good music, you know. Yeah. And like, people are like, you know, no more mumble rap, and some people are really starting to like rap.
Yeah.
And so I think it's gonna just like it does take care of itself, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it will. I think it will end up even more extreme on both sides, however you want to say it, underground, mainstream. It'll be just more extreme and more extreme.
It's crazy just on how it's, like I said, injected itself into everything.
Everything.
Into at first, for me, it was like...
To the way little kids dance.
Yeah, and it was like, for me first, like, it interjected itself into, like, okay, we'll go into, like, pop music. Okay, we want to take it back even further, it'll go into, like, rock and roll and shit like that. And then it'll go into pop music. And then country. And then all the shit, right? Eventually, like, crossing into, like, the, you know, EDM side of things. Where you're starting to do, like, having certain DJs, like, do remixes of, like, one of your songs. And it's weird that it goes even further than that. Like, I actually was kind of bugged out when, back in 2018, when Black Panther came out. And they released the fucking soundtrack that was completely done by Kendrick Lamar.
Yep.
That blew me away. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
But to me, that's like super Kendrick's, dope.
Like, it's infused its way into Hollywood. Movies and Hollywood. And
like, film directing.
Yeah.
They literally had that in mind, whoever was, who, you know what I mean?
It's nuts.
It is. It's absolutely insane.
You know what's fucking weird? I heard fucking Drake in Walmart the other night. What? Under Walmart,
bruh.
Fucking radio, you got Drake, fucking Drake playing?
Drake is the people's artist. Right? Drake is but the it was people's
just,
artist.
It was just weird to hear.
Because
you normally wouldn't hear that shit.
It's because he's like the new age Will Smith, you know? He just...
Is he, though?
Well...
I'll see him in movies.
Give him some years, bro. Give him some years, bro. He's still riding. That's the thing. Just give him some years. He'll end up in some movies. Going by not Drake. Or something Drake known as.
Like what T.I. did.
Yep.
I love T.I. though.
Shouts to T.I.
Shouts to T.I.
Hey, T.I., if you ever look for an artist, holla at me.
Please do. You can reach me at
Blues Talks.
You just find me. I'm sure you can find my email somewhere.
Just in case you're listening, T.I.
But, no, yeah, I think hip-hop is just, you know, like you said, doing what it's doing.
Yeah.
And I think it's just getting more and more popular as time goes on. I think it's always going to be that way. You're always going to have those kids who grow up on it. But then you also have the people who don't grow up on hip-hop and find it later.
Absolutely.
Like, I knew a few older people who were, like, you know, in their, like, 40s and 50s. And they're like, yeah, I just recently discovered hip-hop. And in my mind, at first, I'm like, okay, wait, what?
Right, but they've been listening to, like, rock and roll or punk or metal.
So I have two scenarios real quick. One was a person who was, like, you know, into heavy metal and shit like that. He didn't really listen to a lot of it. Shout out, Poe. The other one recently was actually just a certain Scientologist who had recently just left the church. And just was never exposed to it because they wouldn't let him, you know?
Oh, wow.
You know, and so it's weird when you see just the different spectrums that hip-hop can still hit no matter who you are, no matter how old you are. You can always find something for you. So, whatever.
Hip hop is a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
It has something for everybody.
Yes, it is. That should be a fucking slogan somewhere.
Hip hop is a beautiful thing.
It's for everybody.
It has something for everybody.
The more you know, the stars fucking shooting.
But hey, man, thanks for having me, my man.
Yeah, dog. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really do appreciate it. If you guys are still here, thank you so much for listening in. I really do appreciate all the love. Be sure to find me on Spotify. I'm on Google Play. I'm on iTunes. I'm talking about the podcast and my music. You can find that on all those platforms, just Icy Blue or Blues Talks. Grizz, do you want to like do any little plugs where they can find your shit?
Yo, yo.
Yeah.
It's Grizzly, GRYZZLEE. You already know what it is. Search me everywhere. I got new merch coming, new visuals coming, new songs coming. Just keep watching.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, hey, thank you guys so much for listening in, and we will catch you on the next one. Peace.